Okay, Shklech, everyone, Mamash, for coming out. Such mysterious nefesh, I know people are busy. So I really appreciate very much people coming to learn a little bit. To be able to get ready for Shabbos together, really very much appreciate it. Our learning Shemitzchot for Rosh Hashanah from Michal Basaron, the Sor Shachol Chol Yisrael, for all Chol Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, Sor Yisrael Mamash. Parshat Chayisar is one of my favorite parshas, you know, because first of all, it's Shabbos of Shidduchim. This is like the first Shidduch, the entire Torah. It's a very, it's a lot of beautiful things. My first Shabbos in Chevron, actually, I think my only Shabbos in Chevron, is when the Jewish people gather. Chayisar, you gather together in Eretz Yisrael, Chevron, all the Jews, religious, non-religious, Sephardic, Hasidic, such an achdus that goes on in Chevron, it's so special. It's unbelievable. I told my parents to stay in a hotel. I didn't stay in a hotel. I stayed in my tent.
Uh-huh.
But I told my parents it was a hotel. So we're going to talk about two ideas in the Imre Emes. One in eight from 1890, one from 1893. I'll start on page one, the one in 1890. He talks about the whole story what happened with Eliezer and Rivka. The pasuk says, Vayikach ha'ish nezem zohav baka, Mishkalo shneitz simidim al yadel asurav zohav mishkalim. So what happens is that Eliezer he's charged with get Avram son a shidduch. And what does Avram do? He makes sure to be able to give him some money, a good dowry. I don't know if they have dowries nowadays. But what happens? He gives him these earrings, and Eliezer gives Rivka these necklaces. And Rashi says, the second line, Beka remez ashkolim shnei tzimidim shnei luchas asara zav asara dibros. He says the Beka, it's the how do you translate Beka? The coin. The coin represented the shkolim, and the two tzimidim, they represented the asara zav dibros. Let's say the outside what he's going to say inside. It's always better to say outside, and we'll see inside. What pulled Eliezer to Rivka? What pulled him? Obviously, Rashi says that he saw the water come up to her. Something pulled him. He saw that there was greatness there. But not only was there greatness there, he saw there was a type of greatness here. He saw that there was a midah of Rivka that he didn't see anywhere else besides the base midrash that he grew up in, by Avraham Avinu. Let me explain. Rav Hirsch has a beautiful Torah. Rav Hirsch says, if you look at the psukim, Rivka says to Eliezer, I want you to drink. And once he's done drinking, then she says, by the way, I have water for your camels. The question is, Rav Hirsch asks, why didn't she say from the beginning, I have water for you and your camels? Why does she specifically wait for him to stop drinking? And then, by the way, I have water for you. I have water for your camels too. What's going on over here? So Rav Hirsch, great. Do you think you're going to Gertrude now? We're going back to Germany a little bit too. And Rav Hirsch has a beautiful Torah. You know what he says? He says that Rivka didn't want to show off. There's doing chesed and there's doing chesed with doing chesed. Meaning a lot of people could do the right thing, but do it in the wrong way. She didn't want to show off. She wanted to do it. Okay, let him know that I have water. When he's done, by the way, I also have water for you. And where did Rav Hirsch says, where else do we see this? We see it by Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu by the Malachim. In last week's parsha, we talked about this, right? When he invites the angels in, come, take a little bread and water. And what does he end up serving them? Butcher's block express. Not express, taco. No. Butcher's block. Steak.
Yeah.
Tongue, the whole thing. So the Gemara says about the Metziah, that tzaddikim, that Jews, are and more ma'at v'aseh harbe. We say little, we do a lot. Rishayim are the opposite. Look at Ephraim, right? Avram buys the cave from him on this week's parsha, right? So in the public view, what does Ephraim say to Avram, to Abraham? He says, take it for free. You could have the field for free. But in privacy, what happens, we know, give me 400 shekels. And he thought he was getting the better end of the deal. Meanwhile, 400 shekel for the Marius Machpelah Shkoyach. In private, he wasn't real. But it's all about the public. Our job is to be Rivka and Avram, to be a little, and more Ma'at Vaser HaBeh, to be honest and humble and good. And this is exactly what he saw. What happens now, says the Imre Emes. We know the world stands on three things, right? The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, the world stands on three things, right? Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim. So he sees Chesed by here. He sees Chesed, says the Maharal. He quotes the Maharal here. But now he wants to be able to bring all the worlds together. He says, I'm building Klal Yisrael, I'm building the Jewish people right now. So now what does he do? He gives her this Becca, which the Becca represents the Torah, and the Shkalim represent the Avoda. He says basically what Eliezer is doing right here is not just doing a little giving a little dowry. He's literally building the three things that keep the world going. Torah, Avodah, Gimel Sasarim. Torah, we know, is Yaakov. Yitzchak represents the Avodah, he was the carbon, Tefillah. Avram was Chesed. He saw Chesed by Rivka already. That's what drew him to her. But he also wanted to show her that there's also something called Torah and Davin. Let's see it inside. Fourth line down, the first word line is Zahav. B'sefer Gur Aryeh. The Gur Aryeh is the Maral's Perish Ala Torah. Makshe Ma Inyan Zelakan. What's going on over here that Eliezer gives Rivka this Beka and the Shkalim and the Tzimidim, this jewelry? What's going on over here? And he says, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, we just said, Al Shor Shadar Ma'olam Omid, Ala Torah Ve'Avola Gevinat Chesed. The world stands at three things. Torah, Avoda, and Chesed. Haluchos V'Hadibros, Hem Torah. Right, what does the Luchos represent? The Torah. Hashkalim Habam the Karbonos. The Shkalim represents the Karbonos. So what happens? Eliezer Ra Eitzel Rivka Gimel Chasadim. Eliezer sees that she's a very kind lady. She's a very kind person. Not only does she offer, not only does Rivka offer, not only does Rivka offer water for him, but also water for the camels. But Eliezer also wanted to show her that there's also something called Torah Navoda. And why is she also giving these earrings and the jewelry? To show her that the Torah Navoda also part of it, it's also part of it. Eliezer Ra Eitzel Rivka Gimel Chasadim.
It's because it's one of the ways that you acquire a wife.
Yeah, one of the ways to acquire a wife. Good, money. Good. Not what the Maharal says here. He says that's halachically. This is a little more pneumistically. Very good, Rabban Shkoyach. He says this is the Midas of Avram Avinu. Midas of Avram Avinu is from Yaakov. But I think the main thing that he says here says the Midah that drew him to Rivka. He said that he saw Avram Avinu by. He saw Avram Avinu. He saw the Midah of Chesed. At the end of the day, each one of us could be Torah learning and could be davening. And it's all great. But if we're not doing it with the Midos Tovos, as he says on the bottom, the Midos Tovos, Gimilus Chasod, Midos Tovos, Epshar, Lizat, Liskos, the Torah. Quotes the Medrash, and quotes the Beit HaBechai, and this is all the Svarim. Person wants to become a great Jew, first he has to become a kind Jew. First he has to become a caring, and a real, and nice, and sensitive. There's a story, I like to say, what'd you say?
I was going to ask a question.
Yeah.
He goes with the premise that that's what he's looking for.
Yeah, Avraham Avinu says that.
Yeah, but when he talks about what he found, talks about how beautiful he is, how beautiful she looks.
Yeah.
He was looking for the Panemius.
Yeah.
So when he described her, he described her from the external.
Very good. So there's actually a very good kasha. I saw it brought down from a great rabbi known as the Kamarna Rebbe, the Hechel Bracha. He says when the Torah describes the physical traits in all these parshas, there's about Sarah, there's about Yosef, there's about Rivka, Rachel. You think we're going at a gas station and they're showing us the things that we... This is the Holy Torah. The Torah's not focused on the physical aspects. Sefer Hechel Bracha, you want to know what it's talking about? When a person works on themselves spiritually, it actually has an effect on how they look physically. When a person works on their midos and their Torah and their davening, it really has an effect. So obviously on the outside, it looks like the Torah is talking about narishkeit. But really in a deeper way, exactly what you said, it's talking about something much more real. It's talking about really their spirituality, which had an effect on how they looked. Because if you don't say that, you think the Torah is just another one of these magazines, go to Publix, you can't even look, you can't put your hand up. Every other day someone's getting divorced or raped or killed, I don't know what's going on. People can't stay out of trouble, I don't know what to tell you. They have to learn, they have to do something. But at the end of the day, each one of us had the midos of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov to be able to know. We want to come close to the Ribono Shel Olam, it's got to be through midos. I saw a few stories. I never heard this story before. Rav Pam, the great yeshiva, Rav Pam. You know, everyone on Halloween, I don't know how everyone here grew up, but we never opened up the door. Rav Pam and the Rebbetzin Pam, in their house, Rebbetzin would always be in the kitchen. I'm a little few weeks late with the Halloween, but okay, no, never too late. She would have bags of popcorn ready. Bags of popcorn ready to be able to give out to the non-Jewish neighbors. It was a smile. Have a good day. Enjoy your holiday. You know the holiday.
My neighbors, if you didn't do it, they egged your house.
Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah.
You don't know? That's what they do?
Not in Toronto.
Oh.
In Miami Beach.
Oh, no, there you go. At the end of the day, because that's what it means to be. To me, exactly what you just said before, remember. Because to be a person, to be great, doesn't mean to be great with your head. It means to be great with your heart. To be great with your kindness, with your words, with your smile. And we said another story. I love to say the story. I'm sure Dr. Morris remembers it. But Rav Yerucham Lubavitz, another great Rosh Hashiva, is getting on a train. What happens is his shoe falls off. And then train's mamash coming.
Yeah.
So what does he do? He kicks his other shoe down. Shem. So he gets on the train with no shoes. The student asks him, says, Rebbe, I understand. You didn't even try to get your shoe, but not only are you getting out your first shoe, you pushed down your second shoe. What's pshat? So he said, if I can't have my pair of shoes, at least someone else get a pair of shoes. That's someone who's thinking, that's whose essence is thinking about someone else. He's not thinking about his own plight and his own suffering, his own thing. He's thinking about someone else. By the way, sorry, Mino, in this week's Parsha, it's her entire life. But the first, one of the first Rashi's in the entire Parsha this week, it says, her years were kulon shavim l'tova. All her years were good. Let me ask you a question. Paro's good, getting kidnapped by Avimelech, having Yishmael as a... Those are all good? Right? What's all the good?
Kulon shavim,
having Hagar, and you're not having the child until 90 years old.
Yeah.
That's all good? So I saw a beautiful idea from Rav Moshe in the back. I have it over there. He says, what does kulon shavim l'tova mean? That even though her personal situation was bad, even though her personal reality was bad, and sometimes she had hard times, she still was kulon shavim l'tova. She always made sure to do good. It didn't matter what was going on in her own life. It wasn't about her. How many people could say that, right? I definitely could say, I'm having a bad day. My students know I wake up, and the kids wake me up early in the morning. I tell them to know. I'm just letting you know. I have very low patience right now. I'm very low patience. I'm not on Sarah Mendel's level. Says Rav Moshe, beautiful Torah. Moshe says, kulon shavim l'tova means, even if she was having a bad time with Yishmael, with Hagar, with Paro, with Avimelech, not having a child until 9 years old, she was still native good to others. She was still good to others. Because that's what it means to be a Jew. What it means to be good, a Jew means to be kind and caring and nice and sweet. Even if it's not your holiday, or even if you're not feeling it. That's the first idea from the Amir Emes, 1890. Now we're going to flip over the page to 1893. Before we go to 1893, I'd like to read you some holy words from Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. So you think you're going to a Gerish here tonight, you're also going to Breslov. So Rabbi Nachman had in his famous sefer called Likutei Maran, this is like the Tanya for Breslov. Good, everyone? Yeah? You good, Marshall? Yep. But like, I don't really, I know a little bit. It's very deep, very deep. Everything's very deep. So he writes, there's two parts to Likutei Maran. There's Chelek Aleph and there's Chelek Beis called Tinyana. So the opening line to the Tinyana, the second section, he quotes the following Pasuk in Yechezkel. The Pasuk says, Echer Haya Avram. Avram was known to be one. He was one. What does it mean, one? Says Rabbi Nachman.
One with Hashem.
She'avram avad Hashem rak ayideh shehaya echad shechashev bedaitu shuhu rak yichidi bi'olam. There was always stuck a kal b'nei olam. He didn't look at the rest of the world. He didn't care what the rest of the world thought. He knew at the end of the day what MS was. He knew what it was to be a monotheistic Jew and to believe in the Rabbi Hashem and all the rest of the world was on the other side of the river. Right? He's called Avram ha'ivri. Right? What is ivri? Doesn't just mean the Hebrew. Ivri means the Aver. He was on the other side. The whole rest of the world was bound down to the sun, to the set. Avraham Avinu had the kach to say, no. Something doesn't add up here. And by the way, each and every one of us have the kach of Avraham Avinu. This reminds me, this is exactly Sfas Emes, Emi Emes 101 from 2 weeks ago. Each one of us have the Kedusha of what it means to be a Jew. That means if Avraham was one, and he had the ability to fight off the world to say no, each and every one of us have the ability to say no to the rest of the world as well. Because we come from Avraham Avinu. He's in our DNA. He's in our traits. Look at the crazy Gemara. I actually had to look it up because I never saw this Gemara inside. Gemara says, great app, by the way, Sfaria, excellent app. I don't have it right here because it's recording. Sfaria, look it up. It's excellent. You have Mamash of everything. Isa b'Gemara Baba Basra. The Gemara says Baba Basra and Sadi Alf Amad Alf. That the day that Avraham Avinu passed away. Listen to this. Unbelievable story. 1893. Also, Ayom Shenifta Avraham Avinu Min Olam, when Avraham Avinu passed away, Omnu Kol Gedolei Umas Olam Beshura. All the great leaders of the entire world, they stood online. They wanted to be Menachem Avil, Avraham Avinu's family. What did they say? Va'amru, Oy Lo La Olam Sheava Manhigo, Va'Oy La La Svina Sheava Kabritna. Woe unto the world that we lost our leader. Woe unto the world that the ship lost its captain. It's very deep, no?
Talking about Sarah, though.
No? We're talking about Avram. When Avram died. When Avram died. When Sarah died, Avram, we know, said Eish Eschayil. Eish Eschayil, by the way, is the eulogy. Eish Eschayil, people think, oh, Eish Eschayil is not the eulogy that he said for Sarah. But can you imagine the rest of the world saw Avram Avinu? You're not talking about Jews. We're talking about Kol Gidola Umas Olam. the nations of the world.
Is that true? Ezechiah's from Avraham Avinu.
Yeah, it's brought down. Brought down. I think it's a Medrash. The Pizetzer also says it describes the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Klal Yisrael. It's a Machlokes where it comes from, but it's definitely attributed somewhere in Chazal to Avraham Avinu. So he says, what's going on over here that the Imam asks? What's going on over here that Avraham Avinu had such a... He died. What do you have to do with the nations of the world? So he says that Avraham Avinu was Megala and he publicized the Rabbeinu Shem's oneness to the world. That even after he passed away, at the end of the day, he was able to give it. Like the Rebbe, right? The Rebbe always said, and this is one of the Hayom Yoms, maybe the past maybe a month or so. The Rebbe said, if you have my teachings, you have me. If you have my teachings, you have me.
That the Rebbe says in the Tanya as well.
Yeah?
That's the reason why he wrote the Tanya.
Because you have my teachings, you have me.
Because he realized that he was never going to be able to personally deal with every single
situation
of his Hasidim that came. So he decided to create something that they can go to as a...
The guide.
As a guide and a source to reveal to them what they need.
Oh, beautiful.
That was the whole essence of the Tanya.
Exactly.
That's what he writes in the beginning. Nakdama.
And this is it. Each and every one of us, we have the Tanya, and we have Avraham Avinu. Where is it found? It's found inside of us. He quotes the Mishnah over here. The Mishnah says in Kalim. By the first arrow, a little under the first arrow. The Mishnah says in Kalim Yudzayin Yud Gimel, I also had to look this up, Kol Shebiyam Tohar. Anything that is in the sea, is in water, it's purified. Which means that anyone who's looking to be pure, anyone's looking to be good and sincere and real, has the ability to be pure. Gam Anashim Tohar, Menikayim Legamri, Lahayo Lahem Tohas Mikdushash Avra Vodas Avra Mavino. If a person wants to do good, they have the ability to do good. And where do they get that from? They get that from the trait of being Avraham Avinu's family. They have the ability to be able to do good. Why is it? We talked about this a few weeks ago. People go to Eretz Yisrael and they get all of the American Narishkeit off of them. This thing makes things a little harder, but the yeshivas and Eretz don't know what they're doing. They come back different people. They quote unquote brainwash. Oh, brainwash. How do you know they weren't brainwashed the first 17 years of their life?
They were unbrainwashed.
They were purified.
No, they were literally brainwashed.
Brainwashed. They got rid of everything. They had all rid of the schmutz. Yeah. they had the pintalia. There you go. Yeah, they were brainwashed.
They
were brainwashed. Exactly. They were.
American
good.
American culture had to be pushed out.
But by the way, the same, even in Eretz Yisrael, people think, oh, only in America my kids don't do... Even in Eretz Yisrael, they have issues also. That's just about being megala, a little bit of the goodness. Even if you look at the chovas hataminim, in the back of the room now, we have a million chovas hataminim over there in the back. The Eish Kodesh, the rabbi of the Warsaw Ghetto. He's writing over 100 years ago.
Yeah,
everyone thinks before the Holocaust, the Jewish people were so great. He was talking about how the kids could care less about Avodas Hashem, less about davening, intermarriage, terrible, terrible things. And the Pizetzer Rebbe writes... And we should tell parents and how to talk to their kids who are struggling, who are going off. They could care less. And the chutzpah and mamish narishkeit.
Well, that's why what he wrote. All to fight the Haskalah.
Yeah, but this is talking about in the Haskalah for sure. But you're here, you're talking about people mamish not doing, being done with Yiddishkeit. And he talks about how it's important to look at every kid as a flower, to be able to realize that sometimes flowers needs to get planted and it takes time, and it takes time to grow. Sometimes it can be so frustrating when you're in the classroom. You can see a kid. I remember in fifth grade, I had a fifth grade kid. This kid drove me mamish nuts. Nuts. Just davening. Now in ninth grade, the kid's in ninth grade. You would not be able to tell me that this kid in fifth grade is the kid in ninth grade. You just wouldn't be able to tell me. It's in the top shear. Okay, he's not in tells or bells or whatever.
Yeah.
But still, being in the top shear, the guy, I didn't think the guy would be from. Like, the guy was out the door. He was doing nothing. But each and every one of us have mamash the kedusha of Avraham Avinu. And he ends off. You want to know how to stay strong with the Aminas Avraham Avinu? By acting like him. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Kol mish yesh bo shosha dvar malala hu metim min davar shel Avraham Avinu. And you have an eye in Tova, and you have a good eye. You have a ruach nemucha, you're humble about yourself. And a nefesh shvelo. Understand to care about others. At the end of the day, then you have the kochos of Avraham Avinu. Let's just review these two ideas. We'll end off with the story. I got an Emre Emes biography, a little bit, some stories. Namish Buddha. So we start off the first story we said from 1890. That what's Eliezer doing with all these jewelries and all these earrings? Is that what pulled Eliezer to Rivka? He saw greatness. He saw Gemilas Chasadim. But he also wanted to show her that there's in the Jewish world, there's three things: Torah, Avodah, and Gimel Chasadim. The Torah was represented by the Shkolim. Torah was represented by the Becca. Sorry, the Shkolim represented by Shnei Tzimidim, the Shnei Chalil. No, the Shnei Tzimidim of the Luchos, and the Maharal says, and the Becca was the Avodah. Since at the end of the day, each and every one of us, we have the Midas Arva Mitzvah and Yaakov to have davening, Torah, and Chesed. But to understand that if you don't have Midos Tovos, if you don't have the goodness, if you don't have Rav Yerucham or Rav Pam, the story about Halloween, of Yerucham by the train station, you care about others, that's what it's all about. And then we start off saying the Echad Haya Avram. Rabbi Nachman talks about this and how to start off. And each and every one of us have the Midas Avram Avinu. The rest of the world could be doing a million things, but we stay strong to our Yiddishkeit. We stay strong even when the rest of the world is doing one thing. We stay strong. Actually, I just saw on the bottom of the Medrash. I apologize, I have to say this Medrash. I didn't say it once this week, and I have to say it. Medrash says that Rabbi Kiva's students were falling asleep. Sometimes I feel like I'm in Rabbi Kiva's class, so most of the time. Rabbi Kiva was falling, the student, he was darshaning Torah. Can you imagine Rabbi Kiva? Moshe Rabbeinu was shaking from his Torah. He was so inspired. And the students are falling asleep. And the Medrash says that he wanted to wake them up. So how did he wake them up? He told them the following thing. Medrash says, he told them, how did Esther know that she was going to rule over 127 provinces? Because she saw she was a great-great-great-great-granddaughter of Sarah who lived for 127 years. And Medrash ends off like that. A lot of Torah. There's a lot of Torah. What is Sarah and Esther? Why are they falling asleep? There's a lot of Torah on it. But I'll peep shot. Anyway, I believe I'd say from the Sfarim. I'm not sure if it was Chidushim. Chidushim is a very nice idea. Chidushim says is that Chidushim is the Imran Emes' great grandfather. The Sfas Emes' grandfather. Right? So Chidushim had a son.
He's the first Rebbe.
First Chidushim, first Rebbe. He had a son, Avraham Mordechai, passed away. Sfas Emes was the grandson. Imran Emes was the great grandson. So Chidushim says that Rabbi Kiva was really, he was giving them a little Musa. He was telling, you want to know how Esther, what Esther did? You want to know how Esther got 127 provinces? She valued every single day. How does she value every single day? Kulan shavon l'tova. She saw from her great grandmother that every single day you have to do what you can. Do what you can. You're Avodah Hashem. There's no days off, right? Rabbi Kiva, we know Rabbi Kiva lived in terrible anti-Semitic times. Yeah. He lived with Munsi and he lived with Bara Park. He lived with all these things every single day, and ultimately he died al kiddush Hashem, the Gemara brachos.
Yeah.
So what does it mean they were? What do you mean they were sleeping? They were falling asleep to the. They were. Their emunah was low. Maybe we could say that he was trying to infuse them and say, no, Echad Haya Avram. Continue strong. Continue strong with the faith. Never give up. Just like Esther didn't give up. Just like Esther, when there's a lot of darkness around Esther, but she didn't give up. So too, you cannot give up. Don't waste time right now. Just right now, it might look like things are dark. It might look bleak. Don't waste time, says Chidush Sharim. It's a tremendous lesson for everyone saying, the rest of the world could be doing a million things. Comes to Shabbos, comes to Torah, comes to Mitzvahs, comes to Tzedakah, comes to our taxes, comes to whatever it is. Their bonus is with us. Just don't end off with the story over here. I gotta read it because it's so beautiful. Late in 1941, could only imagine. The Imam Emes is already in Yerushalayim. The second of Kislev, right? Where Shabbos were benching Rosh Chodesh Kislev. The leading Rabbanim of Eretz Yisrael, they met in the magnificent Churva Synagogue in the old city of Yerushalayim Yerkodesh, which was blown up the very first step of the Jordanian occupation 7 years later, 1948. Since the Imam Emes was no longer able to walk, he was brought there by chair. It was also very difficult for him to speak publicly, but he nevertheless managed to speak a few words of encouragement to the assembled Talmidei Chacham and all the Jews who wanted to get a little chizuk from the Imam Emes in 1941. He began by quoting the verse, the pasuk, "Ei Sara, hi Yaakov, imenu yivashe." It is a time of woe for Yaakov, but he shall be saved out of it. The listeners were listening up; they were listening intentively, and they knew he was talking about the war. He's talking about the war of Gog and Magog, and maybe even referring to the ultimate war of what was going on in the 1940s. The Imam Emes then went on to explain another beautiful, beautiful Torah, and he says, the pasuk says in Yishayahu, which means when you cry out, let your collections of idols save you, the wind shall carry them away, a breath shall take them away. But those who put trust in me shall inherit the land. Those who put trust in me shall inherit the land. The Medrash says Zak refers specifically to the fact that he gathered his children. The Pasuk Yishayahu refers to Yaakov Avinu. when he gathered his children. We know at the end of Bereishis, when he gathers his children around the bed, his bed, he's about to tell him how Mashiach is going to come. Says there, Mirmes, you want to know what the Medrash is really telling here? Then in times of darkness, what's the main thing we have to do? We must unite our ranks in practice of Ma'asim Tovim. We have to unite together. In the Yiddish, maybe you could help him over here. Im Wacht.
Im Wacht noch.
Jeden gut sein.
Jeden gut sein, yeah.
Brother Jews, better times are sure to come. He says that you have the Midah of Achdus. You have to come together, even if at times the rest of the world is against us. And what's going on in Eretz Yisrael right now, can you imagine, it was the Mamish of the terrible, the Jordanians and the British, and he knew what was going on back at home with the Germans. He said, in the terrible things, we have to unite together. But what does unite together mean? It doesn't just mean to be kind and nice. That's one level, it's beautiful. But unite together means to be on fire for the Ribbono Shel Olam, to be on fire for Yiddishkeit. That Shabbos is, one Shabbos over. One Shabbos starting, not one Shabbos over. But we have to be on fire. The rest of the world could be on fire. Motzei Shabbos are doing this, the Motzei Shabbos are doing that. We're on fire for Shabbos. And Be'ez Hashem, we do this. Take these Torahs of the Emor Emes. But not only how what he said, but how he lived. As we said from the beginning, remember, you're mechavin to the whole Torah tonight. It's not just what he said, it's what he did. It's how he acted. He was known as the most kind, compassionate, caring person. But he understood what it means to be Echad Haya Avram. That the rest of the world could be doing one thing. We stay strong to our Yiddishkeit, to our Mesorah, which we zoch Be'ez Hashem, to see the Imre Emes and the Avram Avinu Sunni Shalom Yer Kodesh Be'ez Hashem.
Amen. I heard a great